Our main problem is actually just the time it's taking to see all the patients coming in and assess them, make a diagnosis. Many of the patients are actually not requiring admission, but they do require some level of treatment and assessment and diagnosis. And the sheer volume of patients is putting our service under huge pressure at the moment. Our daily numbers are currently exceeding what we would normally get on our busiest days, and our busiest days are hitting new records. I put it in context, in the month of January, we were seeing about 2,500 attendances each month for the month. We're now up to about 4,000 attendances, so there's just a huge surge in the number of patients presenting. Unfortunately, that means that we obviously have to give priority to our sickest and most ill patients, those that are absolute emergency cases and serious accidents, and patients with more sort of longer-term ongoing conditions will wait much longer, and we would encourage and advise them to please contact their GP, the GP out of our service, or even their pharmacist if it's a minor illness in the first instance, because low acuity patients will be waiting a very long time in the hospital, and we're seeing that every day at the moment. I'd just like to apologise to those that have experienced long waiting times, and again ask them to bear with them, bear with our staff who are working extremely hard. But my apologies if you have experienced a long wait,